love goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Hour at its new time slot, 12 o'clock noon, today and every Friday. Before we start, my best wishes go out to my good friend Larry Sharp, and wishing him well and hoping that he comes back soon so that I can move back to my 1 o'clock slot and also so that everything in his life is back to normal. Let's see. Today is another beautiful Friday in New York. Feel free to call and join us. Today we are joined by Laura Alaveras of Be Organized, a professional organizational management firm, and we will get to Laura in a minute. But first, I want to just give you a preview of upcoming shows. Next Friday, June 11th, the long-awaited Mediation versus Litigation show with my two guests, Susan Millman Herzog and Emily Jonas of Jonas and Millman Herzog Divorce Mediation. I will handle the litigation side of the discussion. The special Father's Day show is with John Precioso, a men's divorce coach, and we will discuss father's issues at that time. The following week is the extra special show. Do not miss this show. Gather your children around the radio and make sure you call in. I'm having Marina Lombardian. Marina wrote a book entitled, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. We will be, have your children listen and call. The number here is, and you can call today, is 877-480-4120. A couple other things. On July 2nd, Mark Huppert of Body Vision will come back, and I promise to give him a real interview this time. And on July 9th, I have a professional networking person, Tracy Lalande, who will discuss how you can go back to networking your business after you've stopped paying attention to your professional life during your divorce. Oh, my God, we have a phone before I even introduce the guest. Let me introduce my guest first, Laura Alaveras of Be Organized. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Let's see what Terry has to say on line one. Hello, Terry. Hello, Terry. Terry, are you there? Can't hear you. Terry, if you want to ask a question or speak, please call us back. Terry, are you there? We're trying one more time.
I'm right here.
Ah, good. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
Good to speak with you. What can I do for you? Do you have a question for me, or do you have a question for Laura?
Actually, I was just, I was going to listen. Now, first of all, Laura, I met Laura. I don't know if she remembers me. A few months back, we had a coffee together.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Good. How are you, Laura?
Good.
How you have a son in Chicago, right?
I'm having a great time.
good. I didn't have any questions at the moment, but I was going to listen in and just kind of, maybe I might have one.
Are you asking us to leave you on hold?
Please.
Okay.
I wasn't, did I raise my hand?
Remember, this is radio, Terry.
Okay, I've been getting too used to the ABLE show.
Okay. Hey, watch it. No conflicting shows on my show. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Actually, can you listen if you're not on hold?
Yeah.
Okay, then why don't you call back if you have a question? How's that?
But, wait. Okay, so I can't listen to you on the phone, correct?
Well, I guess you could. However, I'm not... No, you can't, actually. My producer, Sam, tells me you cannot do that. So
okay. Today
we will come back.
Listen, I'll think of something and I'll call you back.
Okay, great, Terry. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Terry.
Okay, we need other people available on those. We need those lines available for people to call in who actually have a question at the moment. Okay, hello again, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, there we go. Be organized. Just the letter B, organized. So I guess today we are sponsored, like Sesame Street says, by the letter B. You are the president of this company. Can you tell us about a little bit about it?
Sure. Be Organized was started back in Chicago about 12 years ago. I saw a need for people needing support and getting organized in their homes and offices. And, so about 12 years ago in Chicago, I started that process. And then 2 years ago, we moved to New York and opened up the second office. So now we're managing two offices.
That's because you're so well organized.
Well,
I
there you
assume.
Go.
Now, you have a staff?
I do, actually. We have staff in Chicago, and we're building staff in New York as we speak.
Okay, great. And can you tell us, how'd you get into this line of work?
Well, you know what? It, ironically enough, years and years and years ago, I was probably one of the most disorganized teenagers you could ever meet. One of the things that really stood out, though, was when I was grounded and told to stay in my room and clean my room, I would take the room apart, reorganize it, spend the weekend making sure that everything had a space. So when I started to see adults that were having the same issue, I knew that there could be some support. So I started some training with other professional organizers, got involved with the National Association of Professional Organizers. Yes, there are a lot of us out there. And
are you certified, or do they do that?
They actually have just started certification over the last handful of years.
Okay.
And, there's, you know, education out there now. There's mentoring now. I actually educate and train professional organizers now because I'm so committed to the strength of the industry.
So you would be the organizer to the organizers?
I would be the organizer to the organizers as well.
Just like my divorce lawyer would be the divorce lawyer to the divorce lawyers.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's see. Last week, Laura, I don't know if you were listening, but we had a show on prenuptial agreements and getting married.
Right.
Now, does your office do anything with regard to the merging of two households?
Definitely. Actually, we actually encourage people to actually take time to actually prepare to merge your households. Actually, I have an example of a client that right out here in New York who was ridiculously nervous about moving in with her fiancé and didn't feel like there was actually any space in the home and was feeling like she was going to be intruding in his home. So he understood that and really wanted to be supportive, so he thought he'd hire a professional organizer to help her out. Ironically enough, really what it was is we came in and we organized him, opened up space in his home, decluttered his space. So when we moved her in, she even said that it felt like there was always a space for her. Her clothes already had a space. Her books already had a space. She works from home, so we made sure she had an office ready to go. She had already set up 3 appointments with her therapist that week because she thought for sure she was going to have a nervous breakdown merging into his household. She canceled them all, called us, and thanked us profusely. It was definitely a triumph for all of us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, on a situation like that, you sit with the two of them together or you sit with them one at a time?
You know what? In that situation, it can work either way. In that situation, I sat together. We really wanted to make sure that we were working with them as a team. Especially when you're merging households, we really want everybody to feel included. So we put a game plan together, and then I worked with them individually, and
Got
then
it.
We brought them together.
Because, as you know, the key to a successful relationship is communication.
Exactly.
You got to keep talking. This is a show about divorce, so tell me what happened, what you do. Do you withdraw, Your Honor.
Okay.
Tell me, do you work with people who are getting divorced?
We do.
I guess that would be the separation of two households.
Exactly.
And what is it that you would do under those circumstances?
Well, I know that during the separation of a household, it can be very strenuous for a multitude of reasons besides the obvious ones. And so what we'll do is we'll work with the individuals and sit down and let's say, for example, the husband is moving from the home. What makes the wife, soon to be ex-wife, uncomfortable is to have him in that space. So what we'll do is we'll do a needs assessment and we'll find out what actually needs to be removed from the home. We'll come in and be that buffer between soon to be ex-husband and ex-wife.
Okay. And how often have you done that?
How often have we done it? Well, we've been doing it for the last 12 years. So
you're doing it all the time.
We're doing it all the time. You know what? Honestly, I'm happy to say we're doing merging households more now than we are divorces, which makes me very happy.
And that doesn't bother me because 50% of all marriages.
Nice, Larry.
Okay. And what about the children?
Yeah.
In a divorce scenario, we'll talk about organizing children in a minute, but let's talk about in a divorce situation, what do you do?
In a divorce situation, actually, I highly suggest working with somebody who can set up a home. If it's shared custody, set up a space in each home so that the child feels like they have their own space, very similar to what's going on in mom's house, very similar to what's going on in dad's house. So when they have to do the transition back and forth, it's least disruptive. So we work with the kids.
We're
going to
talk more about that when we come back, but I just want to bring one thing up now. My son has been living with me for the past 4 months. He still refers to his mother's house as home and my apartment as dad's place. So that's something that I want to go further into depth with when we come back. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we're here today with Laura Olivares.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Everly Brothers, you've lost that love and feeling. Before we go back to the show, we always open with When Love Goes Away. If someone can tell me who did that song, and I don't know who it is, so I'm actually asking because I want to know. If you can establish that for me, I will find a prize for you. We're back in the prize vault and see if we can come up with something. The phone number here, if you know who did that or if you want to ask Laura or me a question, is 877-480-4120. If you have a question for me that you don't want on the air, you can call me at 212-964-3502 or email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. Which brings me to you. How can one find Laura?
How you can find Laura is you can go to www.b, and that's just the letter B, organizedinc.com. Yeah.
Okay. No phone?
Oh, yeah. Phone number, 877-645-7833.
Okay. Let's go back to my son.
Okay.
Jake, if you're listening, hi. here's the question.
Okay.
How can I make my home more friendly to him so that he will consider it his home rather than dad's place?
Okay. Well, how old is Jake?
17.
17. 17. Junior or senior?
Junior in high school.
Junior in high school. He's been with you for 4 months?
He's been with me for 4 months.
And he chose to move in with you?
It was his choice.
Okay, cool. And he's got a room of his own?
He does.
Okay, cool. So first thing I would do is I would have a conversation with Jake. I would have a conversation with Jake and ask him what makes mom's home feel more like home. And then how can we make dad's home feel more like home? It might be some of the belongings. It might be the space. It might be just, you know, I'd actually need to have a little bit of a conversation with him. It might just simply be some time. But I would say most likely what it is that if he's lived with mom or lived in that same house, he's had the same structures and the same quote-unquote rules, and maybe those are the things that are missing in the new home.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Of course, he is a 17-year-old boy, and you know how 17-year-old boys communicate.
Well, the nice thing is I have a 20-year-old boy myself, and having those kinds of conversations actually are actually pretty easy when it's not apparent. They're pretty open.
Oh, you mean you would do it?
Yeah, I would do it.
Oh, not me.
Oh, yeah. No, not the parents. Never.
Okay.
Not the parents.
Okay.
Definitely.
So you have a 20-year-old son. You had that son when you were 5?
Of course.
Okay, just checking. Okay. You have offices in New York and Chicago.
Yes, I do.
What is the difference in organizing in New York and Chicago? Is there any difference?
Well, the differences that I've experienced over the last couple of years is the organizing that we do out in Chicago are in much larger homes. You know, we've worked in 10,000 square foot homes, 20,000 square foot homes. You know, we're downsizing from an 8 to a 4,000 square foot home.
Oh, and that's terrible.
I know. And out here in New York, you know, we're really trying to maximize the space of a one bedroom. We've got people trying to merge into a studio. You know, so it's really trying to be really conscious of people's space and their boundaries. It's a little bit, you know, as everyone knows, it's a tighter space out here in New York. So I'd say that's probably the bigger difference.
Could you imagine a couple living in a studio?
We've done it. We've merged households into a studio.
I guess if you can do that really well, then maybe this marriage will survive. But if you don't have organized people and you've got two people living on top of each other in a studio, I don't see how it could work.
Well, that's exactly why you bring an organizer in and you have them do an evaluation and you create some systems that will work with both parties in mind. You may have somebody who's a neatnik, and you may have somebody who's a clutterbug, and we work together in creating systems that are going to work for both of them.
And is there a negotiation process involved between a neatnik and what do you call that, a clutterbug?
Clutterbug. Of course, as you know, there's always negotiation in a new relationship, but especially in this situation. When you're merging households, there's heightened emotions, there's, you know, my space, there's I now have to share space with you. So those conversations show up. So yeah, the negotiations are definitely there. And the good thing about having a professional organizer there is that we can see how we can maximize the space while being the buffer between both of the parties' emotional upheaval.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Thanks.
There is, of course, I know you don't just handle divorces and people coming together. There's a way to lose a loved one which does not involve divorce. As I said last week, talking about marriage, your marriage is going to end one of three ways. Either you're going to get divorced, you're going to die, or the other person's going to die. Are there any special concerns involved in what you do upon the death of a spouse?
Yes. We actually do specialize in working with people who have lost a loved one in that that capacity. I actually have specialized organizers that I bring in that are more in tune with just that emotional aspect of it. You know, we move at the pace in which the person who is left behind, if you will, you know, what works best for them. An example of, we had a client that lost her husband, and he managed all the finances. And it was very difficult for her to even enter his office, but she knew she needed to get all of the paperwork organized. He was also a clutter bug, and everything existed in that office, but no system available. So we went in and worked with her hand in hand, and she was able to leave the space when she needed to, while we continued to sort through the paperwork.
And put it in some semblance of order?
Exactly, exactly.
So that now, I heard, just this very week, I heard this terrible story. Man, 5 years ago, lost his wife to cancer.
Okay.
And then shortly thereafter, lost his son to cancer. And what he wound up doing, I guess after a very short period of time, was he had dumpsters in front of the house, taking out everything surgically related, any medical care stuff. Is that something that you would do for somebody?
Well, it's something that we would support people in, but I wouldn't necessarily suggest dumpsters and getting rid of everything. I had a client who called me about 2 months after his wife had passed away, and he had three boys at home. And his concern was to have any memory around the home was going to be disruptive for the kids. So let's get rid of it all. And so, you know, through some conversations, we realized that there might be a few things that we want to hang on to, like the funny dress that mom would wear at holiday time, or the tap dance shoes when she was trying to teach the boys to tap dance. You know, those kinds of things we made sure that we put aside so that the kids could actually have those and value those. And then we removed the things like the walker that was in the home that was there while mom was getting sick, and the things that were hurtful and disruptive. And okay. So we work with them.
And again, it's all about communication.
Definitely.
I know that when my mom passed away, my mother had had three brain operations. Mm. And after the second one, she only had scalp on one side of her head. So she wore a riding helmet. My mother was the queen of hats before the surgeries and after the surgeries. After the third surgery, she had a whole scalp again. They had done a process for her. But I know when my mom died, my dad brought all my mother's friends in for them to take hats, everything but the riding helmet.
Right. Definitely.
So, I mean, there are ways of doing it. And I would also imagine that under those circumstances, you have them contact charitable organizations?
Well, we actually do that for them. You know, sometimes it's a little bit more difficult because of the emotional aspect of it all. So we'll actually contact charitable organizations that, let's say, the person who passed away was really connected to. We really want to utilize them. And then we also, you know, we'll work with other family members and help them walk through the process of going through some of the items that they may want. And then at the end, we'll remove what's remaining so that the husband or children don't have to deal with it.
That's a valuable service. Unrelated to divorce, but a valuable service. Okay. We'll come back to divorce and come back to Laura in a couple of minutes. If you have calls, if you have questions for us or comments, if you have something to say, please give us a call at 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm Larry Bloom, and my guest today is Laura Olivares of Be Organized.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners.
Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
That, of course, is Annie Lennox with the Eurythmics singing Love is a Stranger. Great divorce songs picked out, handpicked by my producer, Sam. Thank you so much, Sam. If Laura and I sound good today, it isn't our fault. It's Sam's fault. If we sound bad, that's our fault. Laura, welcome back.
Thank you.
Are there any trends going on in the professional organizing field since you've started 12 years ago?
The trends that are going on right now is, more people are using professional organizers. Most people who are watching TV these days, HGTV, there's more reality shows taking you into people's homes, taking you into people's offices so that you can actually see how people are living and working, and then watching the transition from chaos to calm. So I would say that's probably the biggest trend, and it's one that's helped our industry the most. It's sort of been a double-edged sword, but it's helped us the most because it's getting out the word that there's actually support and assistance out there.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That is very interesting. And I would say a year ago when I first met you, you were the first organizer I had ever met.
I know.
And I've met a number of organizers since.
Mm-hmm.
Who would figure?
We're popping up everywhere.
That's not one of the career choices they give you when you're in high school.
No.
Professional organizer.
Not yet.
Although they do think, they do say to you, you need to be better organized.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's actually one of the reasons why we start to work with kids and getting them organized before they get out in the real world.
Kids. Let's talk about kids.
Sure.
Now, you gave me the suggestion for my son, and I really appreciate
that.
No
problem.
And when you're divorcing a household and you want to make it home to kids on their own. But do you help children become better organized?
Definitely.
And even outside of the divorce setting?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, we've been hired to work with students who are preparing for college. There's nothing worse than sending your child out into the real world and they're dealing with college and they don't even have a basis of simple organizational skills. And it's not necessarily anybody's quote unquote fault. It's just not something that's instilled or taught in the schools. We teach you math and English, but we don't teach you how to manage your time, and we don't teach you how to keep a date book, and we don't teach you how if you make a commitment, how it actually will affect your time commitment later if you just blow it off. Those are the things that we actually work with kids. I actually love working with children. We'll work with children as young as 7.
No kidding.
Yeah, throw on the shorts and a t-shirt and a baseball cap, sit on the floor and actually sit and work and teach children how to go through their belongings and purge what's no longer needed and the importance of giving to a charity that can really use the items that they've outgrown and talk to them about opening up space for new items to come in when they're ready for it.
Same thing with toys, I would imagine.
Definitely. Toys and clothes. And as kids get older, we'll work with them organizing, getting ready for school. You get that new backpack and you get all those school supplies and everything just gets dumped inside there. And by week 3, kids feel overwhelmed and they have homework. And so we'll actually help create systems that'll work for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you did that with your own son?
I did, actually.
And it worked well?
It worked really well. Knock on wood, he's in college now. And believe me, it wasn't like he was like, yay, let's get organized at first. And now at 20, he'll call me and he'll tell me how he's using his calendar and how making his lists and checking things off are really what's being able to move him forward and achieving his goals.
So, and I probably should have asked you this first.
Okay.
It's all about list making.
Well, it's about list making, and then it's about action taking.
Okay. But I also imagine that even before you get to action taking, there's list making to figure out what you have to do.
Right.
There's prioritizing as to what's the most important to what you have to get done
exactly.
and what can wait.
Right.
And then there's the action.
And then there's the action. And the action that I think that people get stalled in most often is, I don't know how to get that action done. And really all there is when you work with an organizer, a professional organizer, is the resources that we have. If it's not us that can actually get the specific task done, you know, those honey-do lists or those to-do lists that are 10, 12 pages long.
Those honey-do lists are what keep me in business.
I'm sure. Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll either do the project ourselves or we'll bring in our resources to do the project so that, you know, the client doesn't feel overwhelmed and we chip away at that to-do list with them.
Okay, so what you do for people is not a daily to-do list, but is a life to-do list.
Can be.
Okay.
Can be. Depends
all right, not, but not a bucket list.
Not a bucket list.
Okay, got it. Now, I've heard people say that a professional organizer is a luxury for the rich. What do you say to that?
I would disagree. I would disagree. You know what? People are getting divorced. People are moving in together. People are, you know, sad enough to say people are dying every day. And it's no longer a luxury. Now it's a necessity to be able to actually function in life. I mean, if you want to be successful at your job, being organized and managing your time really impacts that. You want to get that raise. Working with a professional organizer and working with a coach makes all the difference in the world. So you'll have professional organizers that will slash be your organizational coach as well to help you get to your next level. And that can be in your work, in your personal life, getting ready for school. So it's no longer the rich person who doesn't want to do anything, who wants somebody to do all of the work for them. No, it's looking at your life, seeing that there's a lot going on, and asking for some support. And that's what we're there for.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm looking, this is radio, so no one out there can actually see us.
Yeah.
But I'm a lawyer, so I have a yellow pad in front of me. And Laura has no paper at all in front of her, but a BlackBerry. I assume you also work with people and get them technologically organized?
I do. We do. You know, we've got people who are being overwhelmed by all their email. We're being overwhelmed by, you know, the BlackBerry or the iPhone or all the, you know, thousands of applications that are available. So we do actually support people in getting organized and managing their time that way, utilizing the task lists that are in your phone, not just using your phone as a toy.
You mean when I play games with my phone, that's not a good thing?
You can totally play games with your phone, but there's other things you can do with it too.
Okay. And I imagine that when you really use your phone and the applications that are on it, you have a little bit too much stuff on your phone. So you would be able to help people
manage that
and right. clutter, you know, if you're a clutter bug in real life like me, you're a clutter bug on your technology as well.
Right. Right. Example would be that I'm working with a client right now who is looking to maximize his time in the day while he's at work. He helps run his family's company. And he has an iPhone. And he has all of it. He thought he was getting organized because he had all of his email accounts coming to his phone.
Right.
What he realized was those were his personal accounts. Those were some, he does some education, so some school accounts, things like that, as well as his business accounts. So he was spending his entire day answering emails from four different accounts. So what we were able to do is we were able to actually, if he was going to use and work from his phone, then we were able to just have his work email come to his phone and have his other emails filter off to another folder on his computer so when he's home and off the clock, he can actually manage those emails.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know, it's funny. It's like the technology came in so that we could have access to everything, and now it's all here.
And we're bombarded by it.
Exactly.
I know that I switched my email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So my old email address, which I'm not going to tell you because that'll only foul people up.
Right.
There are business emails that I still get through that email address. There are also, then there's Larry at divorcedbybloom.com, which is supposedly all for business. Of course, your friends get that.
Right.
Because your friends are getting the email about the radio show. Hi, friends. They're sending personal emails on that.
Right.
Now, I did hear a while back about a book. The book was called Never Check Your Email in the Morning. Is that a way to train? Can you train yourself to do that?
Yeah, it's all about setting boundaries and what works for you. For some people, checking your email in the morning, if you're preparing for your work day, I would say check your work email, not your personal email, in the morning. And definitely schedule yourself, you know, morning, midday, and evening. We've gotten so much in the habit of checking our email every 3 minutes, and then people wonder why they're constantly putting out fires.
That's why they're called crackberries.
Exactly. Exactly. Not that I'm opposed to using them. It's just utilizing them in the right way.
Okay. I know for me, I'm learning how to use the scheduling part of what do they call that? The calendar.
The calendar.
Not good at it, but I'm working on it.
I know an organizer who can help you out with
that. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
There we go. All right. So what else should we be asking you about today?
Let's see. We could be asking our callers to call in and ask questions.
We could definitely do that. You can ask Laura a question. Laura is at 877-480-4120. And so am I. If you have a question for Laura, call in. If you have a question for me, call in. If you have a comment, call in. We would love to have you. This is Talking Alternative, The Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, your host, and we are here today with Laura Olivares. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Go your own way by Fleetwood Mac. back with Laura Olivares, and we have Carlos on line one. Hello, Carlos. How are you today? Well, hold on for a second. I think we need to turn down the music. Sorry, Carlos. Hi.
Hi, Mr. Bloom?
Larry is fine.
Hey. Hi, Larry.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
You have a question for me or for Laura?
I have a question. I actually have a comment for you and for Miss Laura, and I have a question for Laura.
Okay.
So the question for... Hi, Miss Laura.
Hi. How are you, Carlos?
Great, great. Thank you for asking. The question for you is, my mother's house, she has clutter all over the place, and she's holding on to so much useless stuff. Is there a way that you would recommend to help her get rid of stuff, even though she's holding on to it?
So does she feel like she's cluttered, or do you feel like she's cluttered?
We all feel like she's cluttered.
But what about her?
Yeah, but what does she feel like?
She finds it normal, even though she can't walk around her house.
Oh, so it's not really bothering her. It's bothering everyone else?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we definitely get a lot of phone calls, a lot of questions like that. Unfortunately, and I know it sort of bums the family out a little bit to hear this, that if it's the individual space and they don't feel overwhelmed by it and they function very comfortably in it, then trying to quote-unquote change the space that they're in probably isn't going to work. We've had children go in and, oh, let's send mom on a cruise. And all the kids go in and take the house apart and throw out a bunch of things. And then mom comes back and feels overwhelmed and feels like her space was invaded. So what I would suggest is if she's willing to have a conversation, maybe it's just about making sure that the space is safe for her. Not talking about her clutter. Just making sure that we want to make sure that you don't trip and fall, Mom. We want to make sure that
and break a hip.
Right. We don't want anything bad to happen. And stop talking about the clutter and it being bad and wrong and making it more about her health and well-being. That might be what opens her up to a conversation about it, and that would be something that we would do with the person, because unfortunately sometimes when their son or their daughter or their husband or wife starts to talk about those things, the emotions get high. But when you have a professional who brings zero judgment to it and really just wants to support them and what they need and what works for them, they hear it a little differently.
And let me ask you a question, Carlos. Does your mom have any grandchildren?
She does.
Okay, so you might want to also suggest to her that the clutter might be a safety issue for her grandchildren, who she likes and loves more than life itself. Just a suggestion. Any other questions or comments, Carlos?
Yes. When you asked her to give you the contact information, I didn't have a pen and paper. Can Ms. Laura repeat that information?
Of course she can.
I sure can. The website is www.b, and that's just the letter B, organizedinc.com. And the phone number again.
Hold on a moment. I'm sorry. Hold on.
No problem.
Organized.
B. Organized. Inc.
With a D at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I-N-C.
Yep. Beorganizedinc.com.
And what's the phone number?
And the phone number that will reach us in both Chicago and in New York is 877-645-7833.
Okay, great.
That's
Thank
great.
Two more things.
Sure.
I think it was genius the way you shared a transition with kids.
I'm sorry, Carlos. I'm having trouble hearing you. Could you say it again a little bit more slowly?
I thought it was genius what Ms. Laura shared. I had a transition, a way to transition with the kids in the different homes. And for Mr. Larry, just remember, it was Jake's decision to live with you. So eventually, he'll make it his home. Thank you for your time, guys.
Carlos, thank you so much. And actually, I actually did understand what you were saying. And thank you for the acknowledgement around Jake. I'm actually looking forward to speaking with Jake, if that's okay, to see how we can make his make his dad's house a home for him. So thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Laura, Bye-bye. We have another caller.
Great.
We have Diane on line two. Diane, are you here?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Diane.
Oh, hi, Laura. How are you?
Good.
You have a question for me
so here's
or for
my
Laura?
Question. You know, I'm now working from home, as I'm sure a lot of people are. since I've left my corporate job, and my office is a mess, and I know what to do. I know I should probably go to the Container Store and have all these new boxes and color codes and stuff, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, how much of what you do is about having the right stuff, and how much of it is like, what do I need to deal with so that I want to make that change?
Diane, just so you know, this is radio, and Laura was sitting here when you were asking about the color codes, and she was shaking her head back and forth, indicating a negative response.
Oh, you know what? It's such a common thing. As soon as somebody feels unorganized or overwhelmed, right away they feel like they need to go out and they need to shop and buy that perfect tool that's going to make it work for them. And it, of course, always exists at the Container Store or holds everything or anything like that. And really what we'll suggest having a conversation with a professional organizer before we'll send you out to go shopping. Because really finding out what is already working in the space is going to be what supports us in creating new systems that will work for you, your personalities, and your habits. So, unfortunately, what happens is people just go out and buy a new container or a new box, and they put all their stuff in it, and now they either forget about it, don't use it again, it gets full, now we've got piles sitting next to that box, and nothing was really created. So, really, working with a professional organizer is going to be having the conversation about what's working and what's not working first, find out how you would like your day to look, find out the way your day really looks now, and then from there, we would work together on how to create the space that works for you and your habits. And, you know, your habits could be very simple. Example, I have a writer who, if I suggested to put anything in a file folder or a file cabinet, her head would explode. But what works for her is we've got a basket with a lid that has the date labeled for 2010, and she knows that anything that she's written in 2010 is just being tossed in that basket. And that's what works for her, because she now knows and trusts that whenever she needs to go back and refer to her writing, she just needs to go to her basket. She doesn't have to go through files, and she doesn't have to deal with tabs and color coding, and it's just not what works for her personality. So before you go shopping, I would suggest having a conversation with one of us.
Now I feel better.
Good.
Because I have a box in my office with my personal stuff that's called 2010.
Good.
Can't find anything
nice.
In it, but at least I have that box that segregates my personal stuff from my business stuff.
I'm happy.
And I have a separate file called my divorce. You still there, Diane?
Yeah, sorry about
okay.
that.
Okay, no, that's fine. Do you have any other questions?
I was just going to say, since this is radio, you can't see, but as Laura was talking, I'm literally looking down at my feet, and there's a box, and then there's a file folder, and then there's a stackable file, and then there's piles next to it. I mean, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Diane, at some point, I know Sam is working to improve the station. Maybe we could do it via Skype. We could see you, and you could see us.
That would be great.
Okay. Thank you so much, Diane.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Laura.
Yes.
This has been a lot of fun and very educational.
Thank you. I've had a great time.
And I'm hoping that maybe we will have you talk to my son on the phone.
I would love to.
Jake, you listening? Call in. 877. What's the number here? 877-480-4120. We're going to come back and say goodbye to Laura in a little bit and discuss some upcoming shows right after the break. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here today with Laura Olivares of Be Organized.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners.
Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want.
Those are the Bee Gees singing Mend a Broken Heart.
I could never see.
We are here with Laura Olivares. Laura, I got to ask you, this is a divorce show.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, and I kind of know the answer to this, but tell me anyway, how does clutter impact relationships?
Unfortunately, it does impact the relationship. We've actually had we've had some families break up because of that. I've had kids move out because their parents are quote unquote clutter bugs. They feel overwhelmed. They want to feel like they're in a normal space, not so much clutter. I have a family that I've worked with for a long period of time, and because of one person in the family and their need for stuff, the husband is left, the children don't want to come home, and she lives in a really big house by herself. And so she's dealing with that right now. In the meantime, what we're doing and working with her is we're actually helping her go through the clutter, and she's actually working with a therapist. And we definitely, during in certain situations when there's a lot of emotional upheaval and there's depression involved and things like that, we'll always encourage, you know, the individual to seek some other support, some medical support as well.
As we do in the divorce industry as well.
Exactly. And then we'll support them in managing them, their stuff. And it's difficult. It's difficult to watch. This family in particular, I've seen while they were married, the kids were growing up. We've been a part of their lives for the last 12 years. So it was hard to watch. And
let me guess, the husband brought you in.
No.
The wife brought you in?
Nope. The wife brought me in. She thought that she would try to save the marriage. And the place got pretty organized. And then the husband felt like it was time... She was finally in a good enough place for him to leave.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. I'm wondering that maybe my cluttering was a factor in my divorce. However, I do believe that it was all about communication.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it always just comes back to that.
Yeah, it always comes back to that. We have Heather on line one. Hello, Heather. Hello, Heather. Can you hear me? Heather? Heather's such a pretty name. I really would like to talk to you.
Well, great. Thank you.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I called in.
Heather, do you have a question for me or a question for Laura?
As much as I would like to talk to you, Larry, I do have a question for Laura.
You may. And if you'd like, you could talk to me afterwards, because I know that in my entire life, I've never met a bad-looking Heather.
Right. We'll set that up. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. I have a question. I am actually going to be moving my household to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Boston. So is that something that you guys get involved in? You know, what do you all do if you do get involved?
Okay. Great question. Actually, we do get involved with relocations and moving people from state to state. And when you're moving to Florida, are you moving in with someone and merging a household, or are you just moving from state to state?
I will be moving in with somebody who already has a house there, and so we'll have to merge the households, yes.
Okay, great. So, yeah, we would actually get involved in a couple different areas. the first conversation that we would have is we would find out, you know, what is it that you want to take with you, you know, from Boston to Florida? And, you know, just those really meaningful items. And then if it was possible, we'd actually like to have a conversation with the both of you. And we do conversations via Skype if that's necessary, and actually view the space. And we have organizers that travel. I travel as well. So we can end up in Florida and helping you actually do the merging of the household in the space. So, you know, if the person that you're moving in with is open to having a conversation with your organizer, that's something that we would do. And then, very similar to what I had said earlier, we would go and we would open up the space so that you feel comfortable when you move into his space, and he feels comfortable opening up and sharing his space, versus all of a sudden you've got 30 boxes sitting in his living room, he can't see his TV, and he's tripping over your shoes. We want to make it. We want to make it so that you move in and immediately you get to celebrate in the bliss of living together, versus where am I going to put my stuff? There's no room, and why did you bring that? We want to eliminate that.
And the worst thing would be if he can't watch his football game on Sunday because your boxes are in the way of the TV.
That would be a disaster.
That would be a disaster. It's all about, I know I sound like a broken record, but it's all about communication. You gotta keep talking. Heather, do you have any other questions for Laura or for me?
Well, Laura, I just have a question about the movers. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that something that I would handle, or do you guys communicate with them as well?
Okay, so it's really great. What we do is we actually will manage an entire relocation from setting up the movers. We have resources like that. We have storage facilities. Say there's things that you want to keep back in Florida. Let's say you're moving to Florida. I mean, you want to keep back in Boston, but let's say you're moving to Florida and you guys don't have the home yet, right? There's going to be some temporary things going on. We would actually manage inventorying and storing those items and utilizing our resources. So you could do those things, or we can do it all for you. It really is left up to the client. We sort of design what we do for our clients by how involved they want to be. Versus, you know, what's overwhelming, and, you know, people have work and their lives to live. So we actually will take that huge project on for them.
Heather, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, okay. Heather.
Thank you, Laura. This has been a very fast hour.
Yeah, it has been.
It's been a lot of fun. I would like for you to come back again in the future.
Definitely.
Once again, tell people how to reach you.
Sure. You can reach me on my website at www.b, and that's just the letter B, organizedinc.com, or you can reach us at 877-645-7833. Looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Thank you again. Now, let me just tell you, next week it's the Divorce Mediation Show. The week after that, Men's Divorce Counseling. June 25th, The Child's View of Divorce. July 2nd, see, I'm planning ahead. I think about the show during the week. With the return of Mark Hubert of Body Vision discussing I Want to Be Sexy Again. And we're going to have Tracy Lalonde from talking about networking on July 9th. Also news, I have been selected to appear as a guest on A Stellar Day with Shoshana Simpson. I will be appearing on that show. I'll give you the information on it later. But on Sunday night, June 27th at 7 p.m., be sure to listen to that. And as I say goodbye to you, I remind you of the following. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. And we'll do that next Friday.